And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to you right around the country. Thanks for tuning in to the hour that is devoted to your health and well-being. Indeed, we're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous to boot. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here, beaming up the East Coast into 3AW, 2GB, 4BC, and west we go to 6PR and our friends at 5AA in Adelaide. And I'm joined by nutritionist and healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Good morning, all. I hope we're doing well on today.
And as always, is our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist for good measure. Gerald Quigley is with us as well. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Welcome to Sunday.
Nice to have you with us. Plenty to cover today. And, of course, the bushfire crisis has been front and centre of every news bulletin, newspaper and so on. And one of the byproducts, of course, amongst the all the damage we're seeing, the loss of life, the smoke is still a lingering reminder to those of us not even in the bushfire areas. And it can, of course, affect people's health. We come out every morning to see buildings and cars covered with the dark ash and so on. And that's what we're also breathing in. And we must revisit this topic because the air is thick. The forecasts are now including smoke haze, areas of smoke haze. The states covered with smoke haze. Yeah. And air quality 300 times what it needs to be.
I was definitely a sure reminder when I came and saw my car over the last a couple of days when it rained, and just thought, my God, that's what I'm inhaling. That's what my five-year-old's inhaling.
Yeah.
And I really want to learn how to sort of mitigate that risk as much as I possibly can.
Absolutely. We'll chat a little bit later on in the show with Dr. Tony Bartone, who's the federal president of the AMA, about the best ways we can do that. What are we covering in the A to Z of vitamins today?
We're looking at memory this morning, Ed. I know that's very important to you. And we're talking about ginkgo, and we'll highlight that. And really the other exciting thing is the release this morning of some funding for mental health services. So Tony might be able to expand on that. Very important. And so many things happening, and let's just hope it's getting to the people who really need it.
Absolutely. I mean, the federal government has pegged, I think it's $76 million, which is a great amount of money. And that's going to include free counselling sessions, extra Medicare, telehealth consults as well, throwing in the expansion of Headspace as well. So they're really being proactive about this. The bushfires, of course, have been unprecedented in their scale. The Prime Minister said so as well. And we know the traumatic emotional toll it can take on everyone involved. So this is a great initiative, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes, it is. And pharmacists, you've got to admire them as well. They are now empowered to supply medications for people who find themselves without ongoing supply. Mm-hmm. And it means you can just go under new legislation where normally it would be illegal. Now you can actually get an original pack or a supply to keep you going. There are a couple of exemptions to that, the opioid analgesics and things, but mostly that's very reassuring to people who suddenly find themselves displaced or things can't be found in the panic. They can just head to their pharmacist and sort that out.
Gosh, how many times over your career have people raced up your counter and said, look, I don't have my script, but could you give me this? Because I do have a script for it, but...
Yes, every holiday time, Ed, it happens. And up until this change of legislation, you could give 3 days supply only, which was called an emergency supply. That's been pushed to one side now to make it a sensible emergency supply.
Okay. That's good. Well, that's sensible, isn't it? And
yes, it
sort of defies logic sometimes in this world, but that's great. I'm looking forward also to chatting with our first guest. Major Bruce Harmer is going to join us from the fabulous Salvation Army. He's going to chat about the range of services and assistance measures that are on offer to help all those impacted by the bushfire crisis as well. And we are here for you. We're going to throw the phones open. 131-873 is our number, wherever you're listening, right around the country. 131-873. We're here for your calls to assist you in any way we can. Zoe, of course, from the nutrition side. Gerald, from a pharmacy and herbal side as well. There might be ways to ease your aches and pains and ailments and worries and concerns. And, of course, a great diet can often assist boosting our health in conjunction with these recommendations.
Absolutely. It's so simple to actually put a good diet together. I think for a lot of people it's the sticking to it that we often have issues. So lots of tools tools and tips on cooking, how to shop, the really effective ways to keep health paramount in your lifestyle.
Just make it a habit. That's the thing. 131-873 is our number. We're happy to take your calls across the next 60 minutes or so. It is the House of Wellness. All our callers going to air today go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So give us a buzz. 131-873. A quick break and our first guest from the Salvation Army, Major Bruce Harmer, coming up next.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half price cosmetic sale on now with Rimmel, Maybelline and Sally Hansen. All half price. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Introducing Wagner Fish Oil 1000, available at Chemist Warehouse. It contains omega-3 fatty acids, which support the healthy function of the nervous system, heart health, brain health, and eye health. Fish oil, of course, comes from the tissues of oily fish, and the best sources are cold water, fatty fish. When it comes to human consumption of fish oil, you can get it from fish themselves or from a fish oil supplement. Great health starts with what you eat, and omega-3 is a great way to help support a healthy diet. Right now, you can find the new look Wagner Fish Oil 1000 at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get two for only $25. Always read the label, of course. Use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Vitamins shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed. Thanks for joining us. It is the House of Wellness right across the country. Ed Phillips joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen and Gerald Quigley. Now, it's often said the Salvation Army has a ministry of presence, of their being there in times of need. And in this bushfire crisis, of course, it's no different. They are there front and centre offering support, as we've seen. To tell us about the range of services on offer to help people impacted by the bushfires, we're happy to say we're joined by Major Bruce Harmer this morning from the Salvos. Hello there, Bruce.
How are you, Ed?
Nice to have you with us. We really appreciate it. And what a great group of people to have in this time of need. Thank you on behalf of everybody. I think you're one of the most calming, reassuring organisations that we've ever known.
Well, we try to provide relief for people. I've been going around the evacuation centres here in Victoria, just sitting with people and talking through their circumstances. Our conversation might start over, are you having coffee or tea this morning? And then we end up talking about the fact that they've lost their home and they found themselves in a very difficult circumstance.
Bruce, thank you once again to everyone and all your incredible team at the Salvation Army. I've worked with you before, and like Ed said, I'm always amazed just how calm you are. I think the key thing with a lot of people is that it's sometimes hard to open up that dialogue of pain and suffering. How do people access this support that you're offering?
Right now our initial response is at the evacuation centres, and so we're there in numbers. Over 2,000 salvos across the country are out. Salvos and volunteers and friends are out about connecting with people, as our first response. And then we'll move into our recovery and rebuild kind of phases in the months and years that lie ahead. And people can contact the Salvation Army in their local area, and we'll certainly do what we can to support them.
Bruce, what sort of feedback have you been getting from those people you've sat down with and having a tea or a coffee? What sort of feedback do you feel, bearing in mind your experience in all of this? What are you finding?
Well, firstly, people have a sense of disbelief. I was in the evacuation centres also in Taree and Lismore and right up there in North New South Wales and down here in Victoria as well. And there's just this sense of disbelief that you mean everything I've worked for and driven for has gone, and they're just sitting there with often just the clothes that are on their back, and that's a very difficult thing to work through. But it's amazing to see people beginning to regroup and come together as communities, supporting each other. It doesn't take long. People rally around those who they know. If they just see someone who's a little bit stunned in the corner, so to speak, they'll go over and say, "How are you?" and "How can I help?" and that kind of thing. So our communities are coming together, and we always knew that the Australian communities would band together. Yeah. But it's a real kind of mixture of being stunned, working together, and there are times of humour as well, as we have a laugh about this or that, not laughing about the effect of the fires, but it might be something that's happening in the evacuation centre at the time.
Sure.
And we know that laughter is good medicine too.
It certainly is. When you look at support that Salvation Army is offering or our other support areas, often what's happened is that the support gets distributed early on. Is this something that the Salvation Army is going to support long term for the long haul? Because it's going to be months down the line, even a year down the line, that people might then be able to finally talk about it or be able to get that support.
Oh, absolutely. The Salvation Army realised that this is going to take a long time. And that's, in a sense, why we divide our kind of our support into three phases. So this initial response, where they're providing food, we're providing bedding, we're talking to people, making sure that they're hydrated, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll move into the rebuild and recovery phase. And we're already doing that, filling out applications where people are able to access emergency funds. But the job is a long way from being complete. As you mentioned, Zoe, there's going to be emotional support needed for a long time. Yeah.
What about fundraising, Bruce? We're being asked now specifically for cash donations. How are the Salvos going in that regard?
Well, the Salvation Army is out there with all the other charities trying to raise as much money as we can for people who have been affected by the fires. But Mario, the Managing Director of Chemist Warehouse, put out a media release earlier this month, and he said something that really resonated with me. I've been in touch with Mario around the amazing support we've received from Chemist Warehouse. But he said in his media release that Chemist Warehouse feels compelled to help. And that's the best word. That's a really good word. It stuck with me because people aren't just being generous because it's nice. There is a real compulsion. It's like someone's behind them, pushing them, saying, you must engage. You know, you must do something. And, there are individuals, schools, there are corporations, there are celebrities, as we know, around the world. There are governments around the world who feel this same compulsion, this pushing, I must do something to support the Australian community affected by these fires. And the Salvation Army wants to say a big thanks to Chemist Warehouse. That compulsion, can I just run through some of the numbers that I have at the moment?
Yeah, please. Sure.
For Chemist Warehouse, $250,000 worth of vouchers that have been provided to us. We received those last week for distribution. $100,000 worth of product in store, which is wonderful, and that's been provided straight to the evacuation centres. Over $650,000 fundraised at point of sale in each of the stores across Australia, and over $300,000 given to the Salvation Army directly just to distribute. That's about $1.2 million so far.
Brilliant.
That's how compelled Mario and the people at Chemist Warehouse have felt. And we are so thankful, and we'll make sure that those funds get to where they need to be.
Sure. And that's 100% of those funds go straight to you, don't they?
Absolutely, and we'll distribute those. We've given a commitment as the Salvation Army that 100% of the funds that are given to the Salvation Army for the bushfire appeal will get through to the people. Of course, with any fundraising thing, there's normally an administrative component for the fundraising, but we've waived that. 100% of what comes through on these bushfire disaster appeal will get to the people who need it.
And Bruce,
reiterating that, Bruce, before we leave it, you can donate directly within any Chemist Warehouse store anywhere in the country directly, or you can go to the Chemist Warehouse website, which is, and there's a very easy tab to tick, and you can donate there as well.
And Gerald, it really was quite simple because I went to a Chemist Warehouse store only 4 days ago and bought $200 worth of Band-Aids, eye drops and sent it to my Surf Life Saving Club. And simply the guy at the checkout said, how much would you like to donate? And I listened to a lot of other people say, I'll donate $5, $10. So it really doesn't have to be a big amount, and it's a very simple process as well.
And we are seeing an unprecedented response across social media as well.
Oh, it's wonderful.
The Salvos have always been a kind of boots-on-ground organisation, haven't they? They sit quietly on a street corner with their little bucket, whereas other charities are bombarding us and attacking us while we're trying to shop. It's always an immaculately dressed salvo there with their little bucket, and you put your donations in. And now we're seeing things across your Facebooks and Instagram and so on, Bruce, where major celebrities, the likes of Ellen DeGeneres and so on, with hundreds of millions of followers, are saying, just scroll up and tap, and you can donate to here, wires for the pets, for the animals, the Salvation Army. And it's so reassuring to know with a couple of clicks as well, we can reach out and put our money where we know it's going to go to an organisation like yours, Bruce.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a little example. When I go shopping, and I don't do a lot of shopping, by the way, but when I do go shopping, I always keep an eye out for someone who might be in need. Recently I was in a shop and someone tried to buy a little toaster. And I said to my kids, must be a good toaster. It's the same as the one I've got under my arm, so it must be good, you know. anyway, I watched them from a distance, and they tried to pay for that toaster with like gift cards that they'd received. And for whatever reason, the gift cards were declining. And normally we would just pull out another card and you know, pay for it another way. But they didn't do that. They put the toaster under the counter and walked off without the toaster. Now, I was a few customers behind them, but I had the same toaster right under my arm. So I got to the counter and I paid for it and I said, quick, kids, let's go. We've got to give this toaster to those people.
It's really simple.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's very simple.
That's fantastic. All righty, refresh our memories. How can people donate? You are our the charity we have in mind. Give us all the details we need. There's a couple of options, obviously.
Yeah, so certainly go through the Chemist Warehouse channel and donate there. But if people want to donate directly to the Salvation Army too, you can go to salvationarmy.org.au and donate there. Also, if you go to that website, you can find the email address and the phone number where people can get support from the Salvation Army. Same address, salvationarmy.org.au. Or give us a call on 137258, 137258, and you can make a donation there. And it would just be wonderful to continue to support these people who have been affected by the fires. And we need to do all we can, not just now while the fires are burning, but for the months and years that lie ahead.
Keep the momentum going. SalvationArmy.org.au, and that number again, as Bruce mentioned, 137258. Pleasure to speak with you, Bruce. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Major Bruce Harmer there from the Salvation Army. What a worthwhile port of call for your donations, and you can do that online as well, and the various options that he's mentioned as well. Let's take a little break. We'll take some of your calls after this as well. Our number here at the House of Wellness is 131873. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half price cosmetic sale on now with Rimmel, Maybelline and Sally Hansen, all half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Introducing Wagner Fish Oil 1000 from Chemist Warehouse, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, and they, of course, support the healthy function of the nervous system, your heart health and brain health, and eye health also. Fish oil comes from the tissues of oily fish, and the best sources are, of course, cold water fatty fish. But when it comes to human consumption of fish oil, you can also get it from the fish themselves, plus from a fish oil supplement. Great health starts with what you eat, of course, and omega-3 is a great way to help support a healthy diet. Right now, you can find the new look Wagner Fish Oil 1000 at Chemist Warehouse, where you can pick up two for only $25. Always read the label and use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Vitamins shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our number, wherever you're listening to us from, is 131873. Margaret has dialed us up from Croydon Park in Sydney this morning. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'd like to tell you about the Salvation Army. We're the only people that came down to the trenches to help troops when they were in France for the First World War.
Wow, gee.
My dad used to tell me over and over again they'd bring pencil and paper so they could write home and other things for them, but they were the only ones that came down into the battle with them.
And they continued that tradition too, didn't they, Gerald?
They do. If you read a lot of the history of the Kokoda Track and all those struggles in World War II, Margaret, it's amazing how many Australian soldiers would be covered up in bush and everything else, trying to keep out of the road and do their bit for their country, to get a tap on the shoulder and be served a cup of tea. I remember one bloke saying, only have tea with milk and sugar, but I didn't mind this time, just a cup of tea.
And as we spoke with the wonderful Major Bruce Harmer just before from the Salvos, it's so important to keep the momentum going. You mentioned the number 137258 and their website salvationarmy.org.au, and of course the great drive being contributed to by Chemist Warehouse. Any Chemist Warehouse store, you simply just go in there and at the checkout you can add a little bit extra on.
Yeah, it's very, very simple. You go in there, have a little chat, buy what you need to buy from Chemist Warehouse, and then you can donate whatever amount, and any amount is fine. Any amount will actually help to support in some way through this traumatic time of the bushfires.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if I tabulated it right, it's around $1.2 million in donations from Chemist Warehouse. They've done $250,000 in vouchers. They've sent the evacuation centres around $100,000 worth of product. They've raised funds with totals like yours and all the customers visiting of around $650,000 and a straight-up donation of $300,000-odd. And that's building, and we hope it continues over the coming weeks and months as well. Lovely to hear from you, Margaret. Appreciate that. Betty, we're coming to you in Mitchelton this morning to the House of Wellness. Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Betty. About... How can we help you?
Am I on?
Betty? Yes, Betty, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. About 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and I've been taking glucosamine and fish oil ever since.
Good.
But in November, I was in hospital with atrial fibrillation and a type of stroke, and I was put on a beta blocker and a anticoagulant and told not to take any more glucosamine and fish oil. Now I'm starting to feel twinges in the backs of my hips and the bones, the legs and the arms. They don't last for long, but I'm wondering, am I missing the glucosamine and should I start taking it without the fish oil?
Betty, I'm certain you are missing those, and that was rather misguided advice on having to stop those, which is a bit sad, and you can certainly go back on them, and your pharmacist will take you through, and you can run them past your doctor as well. And Betty, it's also worth considering magnesium, which is the anti-tension mineral. There's lots of good high magnesium foods, Zoe, isn't there? But all of those things, just go back to what you are comfortable with and be reassured that the glucosamine and the fish oil and the magnesium won't interfere with your medications.
And just remember that, I mean, exactly like Gerald said, is that lots of foods contain magnesium and glucosamine. I always believe supplementation is the better way to get the higher dose, but you want to support it with a diet. So nuts and seeds, green leafy vegetables contain magnesium. But when it comes to glucosamine, when it eat the skin of the fish, because again, it contains glucosamine and calcium in it. And the other thing, if you like tinned salmon, eat the bones of the salmon again, because you're getting a degree of calcium and glucosamine. You can just blend it all up if you don't like the sort of chalky taste of it and make it into even like a little salmon patty or something like that.
They always say the skin's a little bit naughty of the fish, but it's so good.
Oh, it's the best. What are you talking about naughty? It's got such a huge amount of nutrient density. It's all about how you cook it.
That's a green light from our nutritionist. Fantastic. 131873. Thank you, Betty. All our callers are going to air today in the draw for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at their nearest Chemist Warehouse store. Coral's in Caboolture in Queensland this morning. Yes. Hello.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that the Salvo's doing what they're doing for all the victims of the fires and droughts and things, that the Sayo biscuit was named after them during the war because they used to take them to the soldiers on the front line, and it stands for Salvation Army Officer.
SAO, the Sayo biscuit. Oh, isn't that a fun fact?
And Coral, that's a man's biscuit. There's none of these little tiny things that you can make a sandwich out of. Sayo's perfect.
Yeah, God. Everyone loves the Sayo with the Vegemite and butter. Yeah,
yeah. Yes, push them together, and what happens? All the Vegemite comes up through the middle.
Don't dunk those in your tea, though. Not fabulous. Thanks, Coral. That's a great little fact to keep in mind, especially in this day and age. Louise, let's come to you in Eleanora Heights. Hello.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for your show. I've learned so much in listening. And last week was a woman who rang about having rough skin and nothing mm-hmm. she had tried helped her, and she suggested a product. So I went to Chemist Warehouse mm-hmm. and I found one that seemed to be the right one, mm-hmm. but I don't remember the instructions as to how often it should be applied. You said it would work in days, not months.
Yes, we spoke, Louise, yeah. about urea cream 10%, and you can put it on yes. two or three times a day, mm-hmm. depending how scaly okay. and how rough and dry your skin is. So knees and elbows, two or three times a day. Other areas like lower legs and things like that, just twice a day. And it is a brilliant solution.
Good luck with that, Louise. Thank you for following that through. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher as well, as all our callers are. 131-873 is our number. We're coughing and spluttering and we're not alone. It's affecting millions of people right around the country. Bushfire smoke can affect people's health rather drastically. And we're going to find out how we can mitigate some of the effects of it with our next guest, Dr. Tony Bartone, who's the federal president of the AMA, joining us after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Rimmel, Maybelline and Sally Hansen, all half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Sunday mornings, great to spend them with you as always here at the House of Wellness. Now, as this bushfire crisis continues into what is its fourth month and counting, creating smoky conditions across much of the country, we're being told we need to reduce our exposure as all this smoke can affect our health. Well, to tell us how it can impact our health and give us a few tips too, on how we can prevent all this exposure, we're joined by the President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone. Very timely to have you back on our show, Tony. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to your listeners.
All righty. Smoke wafts in and out, as is its wont, at the mercy of our winds. How does it actually affect us? And unknowingly, we're probably inhaling far more than we realise, aren't we?
So what we need to look around us at the moment, and in all the major capital cities, Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, and obviously into all the bushfire-affected areas, the normal air quality, the normal vision that we can see is significantly reduced, and even down to as far as little as maybe a kilometre away. Mm. That's because the air is containing significant amounts of not only just smoke and dust particles, but also other very, very small particles, less than 2.5 microns in width. That's several times wow. order of magnitude thinner than a strand of hair. And those particles can get down into our lungs and cause inflammation. Now, for the average healthy Australian, they can tolerate little doses of that, but they might get symptoms such as a sniffles or a runny nose or an itchy eye or a bit of a cough, a bit of congestion, but get out of the smoke-affected area, and that usually goes away very quickly. The concern is that if you have pre-existing respiratory disease, cardiac disease, if you're pregnant, if you're elderly, if you're young, very young, these very small particles will be very deleterious to your health and can set off an asthma episode, a trigger, a cardiac event, or significant other issues. And the other thing that we need to remember is that this is now longer than any time in recent history, in recent memory, the weeks upon weeks of this continual low-quality, very smoke haze-affected air. And we still really, in a research sense, in a worldwide sense, we still don't have enough literature to know about the long-term effects. So the message, really, if you don't need to be out in that smoke-affected air, don't. And if you do, make sure you have access to one of those special masks, not the usual mm-hmm. surgical masks, but those P2 or N95 masks, which come with specific fitting instructions. And they only work, they work to a fairly good extent, but they're not a permanent safeguard. So, again, if you don't need to be out there, don't be out there.
Tony, I was very saddened when I heard about the poor 19-year-old girl who died of an asthma attack, and they are linking it in relation to the smoke. I have a 5-year-old, and it really makes me quite nervous to think those her poor little lungs, which obviously cannot filter as easily as an adult, could be exposed over an accumulated time. What can I do? Do I get her staying inside more? Because obviously I can't get a 5-year-old to wear a mask. They pull it off too quickly. What's some tips for kids to help support this process?
Well, you actually make a number of points there, Zoe. The masks are really not designed for kids, for very small children, apart from the fact that they will try to pull them off.
They're not tolerant to things like that.
Keep them out of the smoke. Keep them indoors. Put your air conditioner onto the recirculate mode phase, if it's got one. And if it's prolonged exposure and you can't really, you know, follow those little guidelines, maybe look at trying to get out of the area for a little while. Go to a sister's place, a mother's place, whatever the options that might be available. Of course, there are long-term practicalities. We have to work. We have to go to about our daily lives. So there is going to be a lot of learnings out of this current crisis, and no doubt we'll have review a lot of our guidelines and a lot of our advisory in the months ahead.
Tony, you mentioned pregnant women, and that obviously is a concern because you've got a developing fetus. Any special precautions they might follow?
Well, you know, Gerald, look, simply just if you could really avoid all unnecessary exposure, and make sure if you do have to go outside, get one of those special masks. It's those really fine particles. They not only get down deep into the lungs, further past the usual body's defences in that area, but they can be absorbed into the bloodstream. That's how they cause the cardiac events. That's how that inflammation leads to other significant secondary effects. But the other, and I didn't mention this earlier, but there's a group of Australians who are yet to have their first asthma episode, who don't know they have underlying asthma, or have poorly treated asthma. They don't understand their asthma treatment plans. They don't have a plan to begin with, or they don't implement it as wisely as they should. Or worse still, they might borrow their mate's Ventolin puffer when they get a bit tight in the chest.
Sure.
All of those things are really bad, and really see you, doctor, get the advice, and make sure that you have your medication and your puffers are available at all times.
I thought it was a great tip you just put them when it comes to air conditioning, because, I mean, my eyes are really irritated and I don't like sleeping with an air conditioner, so I stupidly have slept with the window open, so now my eyes are quite affected by it. But there are a lot of good quality air purifiers, and just can you reiterate that again? So you can put your air conditioning on a recycling, and should we also be checking the filters of our air conditioning system and regularly be cleaning those as well?
All of those suggestions make a lot of sense, but the purifiers, there's a lot of literature about the usefulness or the limited usefulness.
Right,
my advice is that to use those purifiers in really small areas. Maybe the bedroom might be the appropriate place to, a smaller area where you can rely and keep that area utilising the effects of that purifier. But it just shows you how the smoke, just apart from the visual quality, how it can impact on our lives so deeply and so profoundly.
Are our lungs going to bounce back from episodes like this and prolonged exposure? What do we know?
What we know is that at the end of each bushfire season, the fireys who are on the front line get extensive medical. So they give us a lot of information about the effects or the capabilities or resilience of human lungs. But we don't have studies worldwide on the effects of prolonged exposure to bushfire smoke. It's different to pollution. It's got a different particulate matter content. So we need to get the actual science. And I know that there is a discussion in the Department of Health at the moment about looking at the long-term effects and starting the research and collecting the data as we speak to advise us in the years to come. Because obviously we've been caught on this occasion. We need to be better prepared next time.
All right. Really appreciate your advice, of course, and great to have you on the show again this morning. Thanks, Doc.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Dr. Tony Bartone, we went right to the top to the president of the AMA joining us here on the House of Wellness. Wally, we're going to take a couple more calls. You are next, my friend, from Inverloch in Victoria. Hi, Wally.
How are you going, guys? Thanks for the show. Regarding gout, I take Swiss high-strength celery tablets, 5,000 milligram. I don't like to take anything like the doctor's prescribed. Just sort of try to do it natural. What do you recommend? I don't get attacks very often.
Good, yeah. And all those things that we know make a difference, Wally. So you avoid purine-rich food.
Yep.
You avoid shellfish. There'll be particular foods which cause this uric acid precipitation. Lots of water. Often a gout attack will be precipitated by dehydration. Celery's good because it drains fluid away, and you can get a combination of celery and juniper, which work well. Turmeric works well. So all of those things, Wally, but keep an eye on gout, because it's not just toes that are affected. You can get precipitation of uric acid in other parts of your body. So frequent blood tests are always worthwhile.
All righty. We'll try and fit a few more of your calls in as we can, but right now we're going to take a quick break. Back with more and the A to Z of vitamins coming up after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Rimmel, Maybelline and Sally Hansen, all half-price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
And introducing Wagner Fish Oil 1000 from Chemist Warehouse, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, of course supporting the healthy function of the nervous system, heart health, brain health and eye health as well. Fish oil comes from the tissues of oily fish, and the best sources are cold water fatty fish. But when it comes to human consumption of fish oil, you can also get it from the fish themselves, or from a fish oil supplement. Great health starts with what you eat, and omega-3 is great to help support a healthy diet. Right now you can find the new look Wagner Fish Oil 1000 at Chemist Warehouse, where you can pick up two for only $25. Always read the label and use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Vitamins shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed. A to Z of Vitamins time now on the show. Gerald, what are we looking at today?
Looking at ginkgo biloba, Ed. So if you fit this profile, if you've got poor circulation, cold hands and feet, if you have poor memory and concentration, if you've got some tingling in your ears, ginkgo is the go-to herb. It's got lots of research to back up the benefits. You just need a good quality one, and it can be taken regularly, and the improvements usually after a month or two.
Great.
It's not something that happens tomorrow. Been around for a long time, one of the oldest herbs in memory.
Excellent. And the A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Microgenics, delivering you macro benefits, available exclusively at Chemist Warehouse. All right, we mentioned a little bit earlier the great work the Salvos are doing, and they're delighted to be paired by the one and only Chemist Warehouse drive across the country, where you can easily make donations at the point of sale and so on. A couple of clicks or just a donation over the counter will see your money directed to this fabulous cause that's being chaired by the Salvation Army. And it's wonderful to have one of the pharmacists down who's been, I guess, at the front line of some of the Victorian fires in Bairnsdale. Rami Sali joins us. G'day, Rami.
Good morning. G'day. How are we?
Good, mate. Good. So those fires roared through the Gippsland area only a few weeks ago, really, and they've been ongoing, haven't they, mate? What have you seen, and what's going on at your pharmacy as a matter of interest?
It was such a heartbreaking situation, you know, to witness. There's so many people that have lost, their homes, their animals, and, you know, their belongings. You see it every day, especially the last couple of days. We've spent some time up at the Bairnsdale Relief Centre. Just trying to help out some evacuees with some basic supplies. And everybody's got a story, Ed. It's really sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rami, I had the privilege of meeting you on Friday. You looked like you'd been put through the ringer. Is this consistent with your finding that a lot of health practitioners up your way, pharmacists, GPs, and lots of allied health practitioners? How are you getting on?
It's been a struggle, a lot of hard work. Everybody's obviously trying to put in their part. We're all as much as we can as a community.
Sure.
I guess that's been the great thing, seeing, you know, Australia coming through together, and everybody is really trying their best.
Well done for what you're doing.
Yeah, appreciate speaking to you this morning. Keep the great work coming, and of course, lots of products being funneled through to evacuation centres and so on, courtesy of Chemist Warehouse also. Thank you, Rami, for your time. We've got a run out. We had some great callers today too, Gerald. One of them's going to score a nice handy voucher as well.
The winner today, Ed and Zoe, is Becky from Mitchelton, Queensland, who rang us early on. She put on some medication, stopped her supplements, and really, that's the time you get some advice to see them blend together. Mm-hmm. So, Betty, you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher for this week. Congratulations.
Great spending Sunday morning with you both. Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, Gerald.
Thanks, team.
Thanks, Zoe.
Have a great day, everyone.
The rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll see you again next Sunday for another edition of the House of Wellness. Bye for now.